Welcome to the Game Rage Star Wars Podcast. Everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Game Rage Star Wars, one of the podcasts that we couldn't figure out what to call it, so we just threw our own name in front of the name that already was there. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Today it's not about Vader.
It's not about Vader. Today we're going to talk about haters, though. I'm Vader. Vader. Hater. Talk about the haters. Are they right? Is the hate warranted for some of this shit? Now I'm questioning things. I don't know. Anyways, before we get into that, though, let's go ahead and follow, like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Game Rage Magazine. You can also do the same and on Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. If you want to follow Adam, you can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can go check out the All Gas No Trash podcast. We talk about music stuff.
Music stuff.
Music stuff. Anyways. All right, so today, I don't know how long this episode's going to go, but I kind of just want to talk about, you know, the haters, right? There's a lot of haters in the Star Wars community, all right? A lot of haters.
Including myself.
Yeah, we're also haters, okay? But I will say there were haters back in 1999 when Episode 1 came out. There were haters for Episode 1, haters for Episode 2, haters for Episode 3. People saying, this is the worst thing that could happen to Star Wars. This is horrific. This is horrible. I loved those movies. All right. I loved the prequel trilogy. I think it's great. I don't know if it's better than the original trilogy, but it's fucking great.
Episode three
might be one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know about Hayden Christensen, but yeah, overall the movie, I think Ewan McGregor and Palpatine are
excellent.
What's that asshole's
Ian
name?
McDermott.
Yeah.
Ian McDermott. Yeah. What's that asshole's name? And then we get, obviously, there was a lot of hate for 7, 8, and 9. Sure, 7 and 8, I didn't hate them. And 9 even, I didn't necessarily say I quote unquote, well, I mean, I did not like it, but I don't say I was passionately hated it. There were story inconsistencies, shit didn't make sense. But the movies, they entertained me. I mean, I wasn't bored during the movies.
Sports entertained.
So I will say, when it came to this Acolyte show, I didn't even fucking bother because everybody was just had me convinced that this show was fucking horrific and it was garbage. But there were space lesbian witches and all kinds of shit.
Space lesbian.
Which,
is it true?
Yeah, kind of. But like the context by which they were saying was they were saying that it was bad because it was woke. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm sure that was the intention of the show of why they chose to do this story in the way they did. But I'll say this, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I didn't watch the whole thing yet. I only watched like the first, I don't know, half of it maybe. But I thought this was some shit that they just completely had made up. But it's not, because in the lore, there are these like covens of like force sensitive, like they're just called witches. I mean, that's been in the lore for, like, the expanded universe dates back to, like, you know, the early day, the 90s, this shit kind of exists. Shit like this existed. So this is not, like, shit that's just out coming out of left field. Like, they just made some, they made up this gay, all these gay witches or whatever. That's not, like.
What if they're Amazonians from fucking Wonder Woman and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of like what they are. Well, if you look at like the Night Sisters, okay, they're technically a bunch of lesbian witches, okay? Like that's the same thing, but nobody fucking bats an eye at that. Everybody thinks that's great, but this one, oh, it's whack. Now, listen. There are some things about the show that are fucking garbage. For example, I don't need the Squid Games guy to be a Jedi. I can't. His English ain't that great, and you can tell, like, he's struggling to speak English. And I don't know why they didn't just let him speak Korean and just subtitle him. That probably would have been better.
Donnie Yen fucking in Rogue One, did he
He spoke English, but Donnie Yen speaks English well. This guy does not. Like, you can tell that he's kind of, like, struggling a little bit. And his inflection's off. Like, he's not, like, it's not good acting. And it's not because he's a poor actor, because I think he's a really good actor. It's just that he doesn't have a command of the language to be able to properly act it. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of think that that's one of the things that's bad about it. The rest of the actors in it are okay. I mean, most of them are all right. I mean, people were saying shit about Carrie Ann Moss, and I'm like, dude, she's in this fucking thing for like 6 minutes. Like, she's the first one to get killed, basically, at the first episode. And then she's in like a couple of little flashback sequences so far. So it's like, okay, she's essentially a non-factor in this fucking show. and then I just don't know if people hate it for the right reasons. I guess that's that. I think that it's part of the whole backlash to the woke culture thing that's in existence or whatever. Everybody's rebelling against that.
Isn't that just people's prism of reality that they think it's that thing? And then it's like they already pinned it as that was the prime directive of the show, as opposed to like watching it with an open mind or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And just enjoying it for what it is, instead of having a framed idea of what you think it is.
Yeah, well, people's dichotomies of life are so fragile as they are anyways, in terms of this kind of shit. It's like, if you really think about it, okay, in a society that has this intergalactic or interplanetary space travel capacity, I don't think anybody's giving a shit about who's fucking who, all right? Like, I don't think nobody gives a shit about gay people or transgender, trans species. I don't think anybody gives a fuck about that in this type of a society. So it's understandable how, like, this stuff would be completely acceptable by that society standards. So just whatever. It is what it is, I guess. But I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the hate for stuff. I mean, listen, like I said, the show is not the best. It's not the greatest. But it's also not as bad as motherfuckers were making it out to be.
Well, what's good about it?
I think so far that the pacing of it has been pretty good. They've kept me sports entertained. I mean, so far, I mean, it's moving along pretty quickly. The fight sequences have not been, you know, super horrific. They've been pretty good. The choreography, there hasn't really been any major, obviously, lightsaber fights. I don't know if that's because no one has a lightsaber. It's just Jedi that have lightsabers. They're not really fighting each other at this point. So I don't know if that's going to be a thing that happens later on or if that happens at all. But, obviously, I mean, Disney's or Lucasfilm or whoever's already canceled. They're not making a season 2, they said. So, whatever. It's almost even pointless to watch this thing. But I just kind of, I was bored the other day and I was like, you know, everybody fucking been talking shit about this. I'm like, I even said shit about it. And I'm like, but I didn't even fucking watch the thing. So let me just watch it. Now I can see how bad it is. And I'm like, eh, it ain't that bad.
I mean, I didn't get to watch it, or I don't know if I plan on watching it, but I don't know if they were trying to establish that there is no one in a prophecy, or is that, that's what I think Star Wars 8 at the end of, what was 8 called?
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi, when you see the end sequence that there was, you know, force sensitive people from all across the galaxy and shit.
Yeah, man, what a missed opportunity that was too, man.
In what way?
To explore that in 9, like to make that, because it's there at the end of fucking 8, and then nothing. It's gone.
Well, I think if it was for sure an affirmation that the Skywalker family was not the center point of like the Force.
Sure.
And I'm like, that's good. At least appreciated that, because then they have this thing about, and I don't know if this was a thing that was going to be driven home, but the Force dyad. That every so often there is 2 force sensitive people that together can accomplish like unimaginable things with the Force. Like the way Kylo Ren and Rey were able to teleport and do weird shit with the Force.
That no one else could fucking do.
That not even Anakin Skywalker could do, because there was no other person on the other end. But then his children exist. You have Luke and Leia, but they never really explored that, because that was, you know, 40 or 50 years ago that we only got introduced to Star Wars, and, you know, we didn't have all the lore for all this shit, but that would have been like the first notable dyad, Force dyad that exists. But they have these two kids.
Yeah.
One of them being, or I think one of them being part of the Sith coven, right? And the other one being a Jedi.
Well, they were both part of the Witch coven. They were born within the Witch coven, and then the one goes with the Jedi and the other one stays like on the dark side, basically, I guess, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting thing to explore, I guess. And sure, they're trying to push this High Republic era thing. That was like their new thing. Well, I mean, it's kind of not doing so hot.
The High Republic?
Yeah, it's the time period, the 1,000 years or whatever time period that there was like peace, where it was between the last like War of the Sith and the period right up until right before like the Clone Wars and shit.
This is not the Old Republic?
No, it's way after that. It's just referred to as the High Republic. When the Republic was the, it's like the Jedi were part of the expansion of the Republic. So like the Jedi are essentially kind of like
peacekeepers,
like for real. Like they're out in on these like core planet, or not core planet, these outer rim planets, expanding and bringing order essentially to these planets. And they're like the sheriffs, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term. Like they're the enforcers of like law and order. It was a very different type of Jedi Order back then, before this, what it was, the bureaucracy and all the bullshit still existed, but it was more kind of Wild West. It's like Jedi in the Wild West, basically, is kind of what it was.
Yeah. And so what did this Witch Coven have to do? So like, what was their thing?
So basically, like they were being persecuted because they were Force sensitive. And so the Jedi have obviously these rules. We're like, hey, anybody who's a kid that's Force sensitive, like you, that's it. Like you come with us. Like there's no like this. That's like you're drafted immediately. There is no option. Like they take people's kids, right? Like that's what they do, and it's just like accepted. So these bitches were like, ah, we ain't doing that shit. So they fucked off and they made like their with this little coven, and then they would pick up outcasts or women who were like Force sensitive along the way, right? And they'd pick them up. And then somehow, I don't know exactly because I haven't gotten that far into them explaining how these two kids came about. I mean, they've kind of talked about it a little bit. But, I mean, basically, they, like, somehow used the Force to, like, create life. Like, they figured out, like, this is, like, it's supposed to explain the beginnings of how Palpatine was able to create Anakin Skywalker, basically. He created the One. Because that's essentially what he did. He impregnated fucking Shmi Skywalker with the One. Like, he fucking, like, created it through the Force or whatever. That's how, that's, like, in the lore or whatever now. So, like, then he learned, he supposedly learned that from his master, Darth Plagueis the Wise.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's implied at the end of the second Star Wars, the Darth Vader series.
Oh, they do it differently?
It's not really said how that like situation played out. Mm-hmm. If it was directly done by Palpatine himself, or it was a consequence of him trying to manipulate the Force, and then this was going to be this was a consequence of his actions.
Yeah, sure. Whether it's intentional or not is I guess up for debate. But
indirectly, I guess
yeah. He did technically create Anakin Skywalker. Like that's technically his doing. Whether it was his intention or not, I guess, who the fuck knows. But that's what these witches kind of did. And then, obviously, they get wiped out. So, I think, what's his name? Darth Plagueis kind of, like, figures out what they did a little bit. Or he's trying to piece together what they did. And that's kind of how he figures out these things. Or he doesn't figure out all the way, obviously, because otherwise they would have just been able to do it.
Damn. What a missed opportunity.
That is a missed opportunity.
I mean, because you already know, right?
What?
You already know at the end of the series about Darth Plagueis?
Yeah. So.
That they just have like a cameo of him?
Right. Yeah, right at the end. Yeah.
That shit sucks.
Yeah, that's a missed opportunity. And then, honestly, if there was going to be a season two, that would have been excellent to have been the focal point of season two, is have Darth Plagueis fucking be the focal point of this whole thing.
Mm.
But now we're probably never going to get that.
Nope.
I mean, I'd still like to see a Darth Plagueis something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I feel like this is more... I feel like Disney's going to fuck this up even further. Well, who the hell knows what they're going to do with the new trilogy, but I feel like any chances that they were going to take with any Star Wars television series or program, now we're just going to go back to more sensible things, like things that take place in between 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably where we're going to end up.
Yeah, well, like this new Skeleton Crew show with Jude Law, this thing's got like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it's fucking doing, like, everybody loves it. There's 2 episodes out. I have not watched it yet. I was going to talk to Frank about maybe fucking, because I don't know how interested you are in watching it, but I was going to see if Frank wanted to watch it, and then we could, like, review it on here.
Mm.
But I am going to, even if he doesn't want to, I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it anyways, so we'll just talk about it on here. But either way, I'm very interested to see how...
Where does that take place?
That I don't know. I don't know what point in the timeline it takes place. Let me just Google it real quick. Skeleton Crew in timeline. It's set in 9 years after the Battle of Yavin.
Nine years?
Yeah, it's 5 years after the final events of Return of the Jedi. So this is post-Return of the Jedi. That means it was merely 5 years before Skeleton Crew that Luke Skywalker was able to redeem his father, rid the galaxy of Palpatine, and begin the new era for the Republic. So this is this is 5 years after the Return of the Jedi, essentially. This is like pretty immediately after that. So again, you know, going back to the main timelines of things that are like, oh, we know this will do good. You know what I'm saying? It's in the time frame where everybody knows. You can do fucking cameos of characters. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do shit.
I wonder how much they're going to accomplish with the show, if there's, like, ultimately a purpose, or if it's just another Star Wars series to hold us over into something else, like the fucking Mandalorian Grogu shit.
Yeah.
Or it'll mean the introduction of one character or like, the lore for some other character.
Because Jude Law is some kind of, like, Jedi dude, like, in this shit.
Okay.
So if this is post-Return of the Jedi, is he a survive? Like, that's what I'm interested to find out about. Is he, like, a surviving Jedi from, like, Order 66 shit, and he's still around?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, is he... I mean, because, like, Ezra from that shit was, like, he was born post-Clone Wars, basically, or right around, like, or whatever, right around then. So, like, you know...
He's not a Jedi.
Huh?
He's not a Jedi.
Well, he's force sensitive and he was being trained, but he technically was not actually like a Jedi. But like what I'm saying is like that age, he's still alive, obviously, after Return of the Jedi, because that's when the Ahsoka series takes place. And he's like probably the same age as like Jude Law. So, you know what I'm saying? So and that at that time, this time period. So,
yeah,
is he one of those guys? Like, is he a dude that was already a Jedi, or was he just like kind of maybe trained by another Jedi after the fact? One of the stragglers that still existed? I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out when I watch it, but
yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, you got anything else?
No.
All right, cool. Well, we'll end it right here. So thank you guys for listening. We'll check you out on the next one. Go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. Go to Game Rage Game Rage Mag on Twitter /X or /sex, as Adam likes to say.
Okay.
Yeah, you can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And I guess catch you guys in the next one.
Was the Game Rage Star Wars podcast. Don't forget, like and subscribe on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. Also on Twitter /X at Game Rage Mag. In addition to the actual website of www.GameRageMagazine.com. Check it out for a host of all of our other podcasts and everything else that we do, to be determined later. Thanks for listening.